It's Friday, February 16, and I'm Karen Earnshaw, bringing you a glimpse of the main news stories from this week's Marshall Islands Journal. The paper's main headlines are: Kiribati bars media, President tells students and teachers we need to change how we think on education, and a billionaire couple's boat visits Majuro. The lead story surrounds the tragic death of nearly 90 people after the sinking of the ferry that was to take them from Kiribati's Nannus Atoll to the capital Tarawa. Dozens of people survived for days waiting for help as they clung onto small boats, but as the ferry failed to have a GPS, authorities were not aware of the sinking. A number of international journalists flew to Tarawa to cover the story, but were ordered to delete their footage and told to leave the country. To kick off Education Week, President Hilda Heine addressed students and teachers from around Majuro, highlighting the importance of education. In her speech, she suggested that there is a need to change the way we think. She said, if you want more grit in your life, start by changing how you speak to yourself. Tell yourself positive things. The Vava 2, one of the largest super yachts to visit Majuro, arrived last weekend. The boat is owned by billionaires Ernest and Kirsty Bertarelli. He is best known for founding the yacht syndicate Team Ailingai, which twice won the America's Cup. Kirsty is a former Miss UK and continues to write songs and perform her popular music in public. There's lots more news in this week's Marshall Islands Journal. Subscribe today to the digital version of the journal by going to the website marshallislandsjournal.com and clicking on the PayPal button.